This is a collaborative audio performance by B. Splines and Ava Lee. Written by Ava, edited by B. Splines, and performed by the both of us. Please, be respectful of our creative work. We do not give you permission to download or share this audio anywhere. This little story is based upon real historical characters, but the events are purely fictional. Excuse me?
Nothing. Go on. No, this is unbearable. Stop. I said stop!
As you wish.
Did you even practice this piece at all?
Well, I certainly did on Wednesday. But then I got invited to Miss Chamberlain's tea party and...
Spare me your feeble excuses.
I'm sorry.
You're not halfway sorry enough.
Excuse me?
I think it's time to introduce certain measures to ensure your obedience and commitment to the task at hand.
I don't understand.
You don't have to understand right now. You only have to obey. Stand up.
Right now?
Yes, of course, right now.
Okay, as you wish.
Lift your skirts so I might look at you.
Why, Percy Grainger?
Please.
Okay.
Darling, your ankles are adorable, but I meant for you to lift it higher than that. I want to see the tender, white, full flesh of your thighs.
My mother could come in any time.
No, she won't. I met her on the way in. She was going to see her tailor. Apparently they got a new delivery of silk from the colonies, and you know as well as me, she'll be there all afternoon and spend a fortune. Now, lift up that skirt.
Percy.
Up to your waist, Margaret. That's it. Good girl. Now, turn around and support yourself on the piano.
What?
Turn around.
Are you going to make me a better pianist?
No, a better lover.
Percy.
Just do as you're told. Stand still while I pull down your bloomers.
What are you doing?
I'm admiring my future wife's beautiful backside. Your bum is so white. So clear. So unmarked.
Why should it be otherwise?
Your skin is so smooth and cool. Perfect. You know you are not progressing as well with your music as you should.
I don't get time to practice.
You must be punished.
Oh, Percy, darling. What are you talking about? Ouch! You can't grab my hair like that.
You ungrateful, untalented, wretched girl. How dare you waste my precious time?
Percy! I will try harder.
Oh, I know you will.
Please stop.
No, I've only just begun. I will give you a lesson you'll never forget.
Percy!
every right. You are a very disobedient student, and disobedient must be punished.
That's enough, Percy. It's not funny.
Of course not. I'm deadly serious. This is not a game. Now, keep still. Stop squirming, my flighty young mare. Do as you're told. Such terrific marks on your perfect skin. I really must lay waste to your beautiful body.
Why are you doing this?
You need to learn. That's enough for today. Come here, let me hold you, my darling.
Percy, I'm so sorry for being a bad student.
You are a dreadful pianist, but you've been a very good girl for me today.
I don't understand.
Shh. Let me wipe off your tears with my handkerchief first. Now, tell me how you feel.
It hurts. My skin, where you hit me, it burns.
Is it still bearable, or do we need to treat it right now?
I think it's still bearable.
Good. Now, tell me how you feel emotionally. There are no wrong answers. I'm your future husband. You can tell me anything.
I'm so confused.
Tell me.
I'm feeling ashamed and exposed. I'm so sorry I disappointed you. I'm so sorry.
You did not disappoint me.
I think I might be getting a fever, Percy.
Are you feeling hot?
Yes. Yes, I'm feeling very hot.
Hot all over or particular body parts? Tell me.
I'm feeling particular hot down there between my legs.
Marvelous.
What? Is that a good thing?
That is a very good thing.
I don't understand.
Darling, what you feel is sexual arousal.
Oh. Is that all right?
It is more than all right. It makes me very happy. See, my dear, my own sexual preferences are a bit unconventional. To give someone pain, to see red welts on white skin, to hear a delicate lady gasp and beg and whimper, to finally make her scream, overpower her, take her like a stallion who sinks his teeth into the mare's neck as he mounts her. This is how I get aroused.
Oh.
All my sexual pleasure comes from this cruel joy. And what I need, what I wish for in my future wife, is someone who gets pleasure out of being at the receiving end.
So you aren't actually that mad at me, but rather trying to arouse me?
Precisely.
When you said that about making a lady scream, a shiver went down my spine. And, my whole body still tingles.
Do you still feel that heat between your legs?
Very much so.
Speak up.
I can feel my pulse in my most intimate lady parts.
Oh, God.
And I want... No, I can't say that.
I order you to speak.
I want to be touched down there.
That is nothing to be ashamed of.
But it is... Sister Hildegard told me I must never touch myself down there because it's a terrible sin.
Sister Hildegard is a wrinkled old cunt who knows nothing.
Percy.
So you're not seriously telling me you have never touched yourself, right?
I did not dare.
Not a single time.
Never.
My goodness.
I want to be a good girl.
We will have to adjust your standards for being a good girl. Thoroughly.
What do you mean?
Tonight, when you lie in your bed, I want you to relive our lesson of today. I want you to think of the feeling of my hand mercilessly smacking your bum. And I want you to touch yourself. Let your fingers explore every fold, every depth. Believe me, you'll find more pleasure in this than you can ever imagine.
But Percy, Sister Hildegard said I could, take my own virginity by doing such a thing.
Nonsense. Your small fingers can't do any permanent damage to your body. Besides, I heard the most interesting lecture by a Swiss physician the other day about virginity being more of a cultural construct than a physical fact.
What?
Sadly, they booed him out before he could finish his explanations. Seems to me like he's ahead of his time with those theories. Anyway, there is no harm in touching yourself.
Are you sure?
Yes. See it as homework until our next lesson.
Well, if you order me as my teacher...
I do. Every night until we meet again.
Every night?
Yes. And then I want you to tell me how it felt. In detail.
Oh.
Of course I want you to practice playing the piano too. You're making my ears bleed, girl.
You made my bum bruise. Oh, that's just fair.
Don't you get cheeky on me, Margaret. Or I'll bring my whip and cane next time.
You have a whip and a cane?
I have all kinds of sophisticated equipment to cause pain without doing permanent damage.
Whew, that sounds scary, Percy, but also very intriguing.
My God, the things I could do to you.
I bet I would scream for you when you whip me.
You better get out of here, girl, before I forget myself and deflower you right here and now.
See you next week, Percy Granger.
Do your homework.
Yes, sir.